The Drink Your Food Challenge. Helping you decide. So far the vote is unanimous, people want to do a Drink Your Food Challenge instead of the Fulfillment Challenge. I have a suggestion if you want both results, combine the two. What does it mean in this case? The Fulfillment Challenge is interested in you living your life through projects. Remember that the size of your life is the size of your projects? That pretty much means that unless you have projects you are working on, you have no life. But you could claim that you have projects. You want this and you want that. But I would say, that is not a project. I would dare say that 99 people out of 100, 200, a million, and maybe more, don't have projects. Without a project you can't, you don't have a life, and without a life you don't have fulfillment. You are floating, surviving life. Instead of living life, participating with life, growing as you are meant to. A project requires clarity, or it is not a project. Saying, I want to learn Chinese, I want to be able to read 200 Chinese characters, if that is what those little pictures are called, is not a project. Not yet. Or saying, I want to become a realtor. That is not a project. Not yet. Or maybe saying, I want to activate the side capacity. That is not a project, not yet. So what makes an I want to a project? The structure. And that is what I intended to teach in the Fulfillment Challenge. If you thought that you were going to bumble through it with your current tools and knowledge, you don't know me. Or maybe you have known me for too long. I admit that I didn't teach you how to actually get the most out of my challenges, and it is my bad. But this time I mean to teach you. Because without tools you are, out of luck. Even if you get the result, that result cannot be repeated, because you didn't do the steps consciously. Or better said, you didn't have steps. You stumbled onto success. A lot of people who teach people and make money hand over fist didn't have a project, didn't have steps. So what they teach is a hindsight thing, that is either accurate, or not. Mostly not. To my horror I have been somewhat guilty of that. Many of the things I accomplished I stumbled onto, without actually setting out to accomplish them. So I didn't have steps to teach. So when we'll do the Drink Your Food Challenge, we'll have two groups. One group will just commit to chewing their food 40 to 50 times per bite, and also chewing their beverages. The second group will, while they eat in that same way, will work with their brain as well, they will create the structure, do research, do some serious looking, bit by bit. In the end we'll compare the results. I'll measure some stuff at the beginning. And at the completion of the 5 days. So far I have the idea that the ability to hold your attention will increase. And with it the ability to allow. Allow thoughts to come up and not interrupt you. Allow feelings to come up and not disrupt you. This is why I have been falling asleep faster. Yesterday when the panic came up, the panic that I regularly experience after eating, that says, I am going to die, I am going to suffocate. That feeling has been obeying me and dissipating in less than a minute. I don't have to repeat a mantra, I don't have to use energies. I don't have to do anything other than give it attention. And that, it seems, all it wants. That I pay attention. Now, whether I'll be healthier, or slimmer, or can grow new muscle. I can't tell after just 5 days. I am on my 5th day. It's too little time. My hunch is that I'll have all those results, but it is just a hunch. To attain those, I might have to do more than drink my food, and chew my water. I don't know yet. But. Here is an example. I have two clients. Both are young. Both are skinny. Both need some meat on their bones. Not fat. Meat. If they did the challenge and then continued with it past the 5 days, if they ate all or most of the foods on their food list, and actually moved a little, God forbid, they would start building some muscles. How fast? Who cares? And if they care? They won't care. Hurry. Hurry will be everywhere, and hurry will be an agenda. If and when you do anything with an agenda, it won't work. Why? I am not sure why. It seems that life, your brain, your beingness refuses to give you what you have an agenda for. So unless you are willing to do the challenge as I am willing to get in harmony with life challenge for a new lifestyle, a new attitude about life, a new mentality, I recommend that you don't do it. I am happy to work with as few as 3 people. My hunch is not many more will be willing to look that far ahead. The rest, the excited crowd will treat this as an experiment, an event, a fun thing to try. If that is you, I'd rather that you do it on your own. You have the video, you can start right now, with the next meal. You don't need me. And I don't need you. If you have cancer and you'd be doing it to get rid of the cancer, but you don't look further. That agenda will kill your results. So either pick a bigger picture, or do it on your own.
I don't want you.
Most people with cancer do living in a hurry. Go from one agenda to the next. I am sorry, unless you can rein in that agenda, I can't help you. The energies can't help you either. Only you can help yourself by starting to live at life's pace. There is nothing wrong. Not with you, not with life. There is no place to get. If your attitude, I am not the way I want to be, and then hurry, you need to rein it in, or it will fail you. It will kill you. It will keep you on the hamster wheel. And when we look at the structure of the project, the only acceptable result you want to go for is I am exactly the way I am supposed to be. I am okay. There is nothing wrong with me. How can the drink your food challenge produce that result? You see, the drink your food challenge is primarily a be present, be mindful, be where you are. Be with the what's so challenge. The path is the chewing. But the result is you becoming the boss in your life, the boss of your attention, the boss. The cause, not the effect. But unless you set this as the result, unless that is what you work towards, it won't happen. I am willing to bet that 99% of the people in that Austrian clinic didn't get that from their 10-day stay. They got slimmer. Maybe they got a better way to eat. But unless you are clear, ahead of time, what the project is about, you won't get the result. And if you had an agenda, you won't get the result. The Indian dude, R. Madhavan, went to the clinic to recreate himself as a more successful all-around person. As an actor, as a writer, as a director, as a person. And he, it seems, succeeded with that. He honed himself. Like you sharpen a knife. And life became more like butter for him than it was before. And that is who you want to be. That is what you want to do the challenge. If you opt for the combined challenge and want to be trained in the structure for fulfillment as well, you need to be willing to either come to a live call every day of the 5 days, or watch the recording every day and do the actions I lay out for you. If you opt to just do the chewing, no need to do anything else. If you have voted, there is a new opportunity to vote. 1/chewing only 2/combine it to a project. Please vote.